Masechet Ohalot, Perek Yudalet, Mishnah Vav. And we're talking about the case where we've got these shelves, extensions. And in the case where they're the same size, we spoke about the day before, where one extends a little bit further, maybe an inch over the other one, what the din would be about the configuration from the ground or in the middle. How about where they are the same size, which is a tefach, and we have a place, poteach tefach, in each of them, but we don't have a tefach between the two of them. Now, we're going to take the assumption, this is the way the Rambam understands it, that there is a tefach from the lower shelf and the ground. There are other mefarshim who learned that the Mishnah is talking about that there is no tefach between the lower one, and then the question would be whether we can create an ohel directly from the ground to the upper one, ignoring the middle one. Okay, this is not the way the Rambam understands it. He understands the Mishnah is talking about there is an ohel on the bottom, there's no ohel in between, and because of that, if the tum'ah is underneath the whole business, then anything that's beneath the lower shelf is considered to be tameh because it's a tefach. Again, the alternative shot would be that we can ignore the lower shelf, and since it's on the ground, it's the upper shelf that is now mitzarif, the whole thing. And to the upper shelf, there is that extra space. This would be similar to the pile of towels idea, in which we could look at one part of something. Of course, over there, you could view the towels as being included in the oil created by the upper towel. Over here, you can't say that this shelf, which is part of a binyan, is going to be included in the binyan. That's why the Rambam doesn't like it. Beinehem o algabehem. But if it's between the two shelves, or it's on top, so then we have our classic radiating tuma, because this is tuma ritsutza, in between, and it's just tuma open to the sky when it's on top. And therefore, forget it. It's going to go directly. It's not going to spread, but it's going to go all the way up to the sky and be metame if you are hit by a laser-sharp interception of that tuma. It does not spread.